Daniel. We're going to continue in our series, which we are going to take a break from next week, and we'll finish it off after Christmas. But we've been looking just recently about the spiritual gifts and how we need the spiritual gifts of God to be ever present in His church to help us to do the things that God is calling us to do. And in one sense, that just took place. A sense of God just, by His Spirit, just meeting with us to bring those things to us to mind that we need to do to further His kingdom. And we've remembered last week I was on the phone. If the phone rings today, that's not planned, but it's on silent. But actually, we've been looking over these last few weeks about how we need the spiritual gifts to help us to listen to God. Prophecy. We're going to come on to tongues and interpretations in the next few weeks. But okay, Antoinette, darling. Okay. Can somebody go and get Deanne Hooper from Croatia, please? Okay. Let's just pray. All look at me. It's nothing worse than all looking over there. All look at me, church. Let's pray. Who is it? Lily. Let's just pray. Father God, we just want to pray now for Lily. We want to pray for Antoinette and for Deanne as they seek to minister to her. We pray, Father God, that wherever she is at this moment in time, that Your Spirit would draw close to her, that Your Spirit would touch her, that You would give people what they need now to do what they need to do. So, Father God, we just want to pause now for a few moments, and we just in quietness, we just want to ask You to come and intervene, and by Your sovereign hand to be upon Antoinette and Deanne as they seek to help her. So, Lord, we pray for You, who are the great physician, that You also would take Your place in what's happening right now. Please, Jesus, in Your name. In Your name. Okay, thank you, Antoinette. Thank you, Heather. Great. Okay, she's fine. She's gone away. Maybe it's too hot or something. I don't know. Cliff's on. Those who aren't needed to be involved, can you stay in the church? Okay, just ignore me then. That's fine. Okay, Cliff, can you just get the people that don't need to be in there out, please? Thank you. Okay. The Spirit's moving this morning. Amen. That might, you know, we don't know what was happening there, but she looks like she's okay. So, what were we saying? Part of me thinks we should just pray this morning. let me just share a few words with you. I'm not going to share my whole sermon. Amen. Some say. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've got some round of applause in the church, but for the wrong reasons. Praise God. Let us just look at God's word just briefly for a few moments. So we've been looking at these spiritual gifts that we need to build His kingdom, to build His church. But also, we've seen evidently this morning that actually the Spirit needs to come in and needs to break through for God to do in us what we can't imagine. And actually, we know that He gives different gifts to different people at different times. And so today I want to focus on the spiritual gift where it says in chapter 12, verse 28, and in the church God appoints first all the apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and the workers of miracles, also having gifts of healing, those able to help others have the gift, and also those who have the gift of administration. I want to focus this morning on this whole idea of the gift of administration. Now, if I was a generous pastor this morning, I don't know, to Pete Everett, for instance, and gave him some car keys of a brand new car, yeah, I'd be generous, wouldn't it, Pete? That'd be a miracle as well, because I don't know where I'd get it from. But actually, if I was to give you some keys this morning for a brand new car, just as a gift from me to you to say happy Advent, And happy Christmas and happy Easter and happy everything for the next 25 years, probably. But if I was to give you some keys for this new car, I'm pretty sure that as Pete walked out of church and saw it in the pastor's space, which is just outside, have you realised that? No. And actually, if you went outside, the first thing I think you'd probably do is look around it and say, well, yeah, it's kind of the colour, it's corporate blue, so you know, I like the colour of it. And then he might get inside and he might sit in it for a few moments and think, yeah, this feels good. Sports, you know, I've put the sports one model for you. And then he might get on the steering wheel and he might think, great, this feels good, looks good, like the colour. And then he might actually think, you know what, the best thing for me to do is to go for a drive in it. So he'll jump into it, and he'll drive it nice and calmly through Rayleigh. But when he gets down to the end of Roworth Lane, and you turn left, there's a little bit of a road there. You could pick up speed quite a lot. I've never done it, but somebody's... One of my leaders has done it with me, not to be named. And he could pick up speed just going down towards that roundabout, and he could test out the car. And then he'll come back and he'll say to me, Scott, I love it. It's a great car. But one thing I can be assured of that he will not do, when he goes out there, he'll do all those things. I can't imagine for one minute, he'll go outside there and he'll say, Scott, just before I do all those things, can you just open the bonnet? I'll be like, I'm sure he wouldn't do this. Just open the bonnet for me, Scott, and let me just take the dipstick. I'm very educated this morning. Take the dipstick out and then just check that the oil is of a good quality. Now, I'm pretty sure that he may not do that. I'm pretty confident he wouldn't do that. I'm pretty confident, the little that I know of Pete, that he would get in and do all those things first. And actually, I'm pretty confident he wouldn't go out and the first thing he would do is check the dipstick to make sure that the car is got really good oil. But the reality of this, so I'm told, that actually if the oil is not a great quality or the car does not have enough oil, the car, doesn't matter how good it looks, how good the seat is, how good the steering wheel, the car will just not be able to work. Am I right in that? So I've been told, that's what it said. That's what Mr. Brown told me. Not this Mr. Brown, another Mr. Brown. We've got lots of Mr. Browns. And actually, the reality is that actually the gift of administration in the church is a little bit like that illustration, because actually the church runs really well, but actually you never see administration. The car runs really well if it's got oil in it, and if it hasn't got oil in it and it doesn't have the right oil, it can't run. And also, just to put a heads up, if you put the wrong petrol in, that doesn't help either. I did that once in Peru, and you don't have the RAC in Peru or AA to come and get you out of a sticky. You just call a little man on the street, you get a hose pipe, you suck it, and then you let it out, and you pray that it works, which it did. And actually, that whole illustration says to us this, that actually the spiritual gift of administration is so important in the church. But actually, so often it just happens. The oil in that car needs to be there for that car to do everything else that car needs to do. But actually, when we go and look at it, we're not looking at the oil, we're just looking at the car. And so the first thing I want to say is this, that actually, as oil is important to cars, the gift of spiritual administration is so important to the work of God's kingdom and God's church. It has been since Moses. Moses, if you remember, I'm just going to chuck out quite a lot of my talk, so I'm going to jiggle around a bit. Moses in Exodus 18, verse 13 to 27, he saw an issue that he had, and he prayed for some spiritual people to have the gift of administration to help him to get thousands and thousands of people together to achieve what they needed to achieve to get where they needed to go. But also we can look in the book of Acts, in Acts, we can see that in the book of Acts, as they had people, as the church started to grow from strength to strength, and it just grew crazy, that actually we can see in the book of Acts that they felt that they needed to call some people to come with the spiritual gift of administration to bring about order. So the spiritual gift of administration is a supernatural ability to organize people and ministries for the most effective for the most effective way for God to be glorified and for his outcome to be glorified. You see, spiritual gift of administration, and for far too long, we've simply thought that administration means putting some papers in a folder and put them into a drawer. Yes, that's really helpful. That's an aspect of doing admin. But actually, I want to talk today about spiritual administration. The Greek word for the administration, actually, the biblical word means this, to steer and to give guidance. on administration. Now, I don't know if you know, but when a boat comes into a port, the captain of the ship often takes a step back, and you invite a pilot to come into to the bridge, and actually that pilot will know that port inside out, and they will steer that ship to get it into that port because they work in that port each and every day. And so the captain jumps out, and actually the pilot gets in, and actually he takes command of the ship, and he knows that port exactly, so he gets people to the boat to be exactly where it needs to be. So if we look at the Greek word for administration, it actually refers to the big biblical reference of a person who is responsible for steering and giving guidance to the ship. Piloting or steering is where the Greek word comes from. So it's somebody who has the ability in administration to guide and to steer and to pilot a project to get it to go where it needs to go. And so actually, this is a wonderful piece, a picture that sheds light on the purpose and the gift of administration. Administrator's primary gift is to help steer people and systems to fulfill God's great commission. And I say amen to those people. I have some of those on my diaconate at this moment in time who actually are so good at the gift of administration. You should rejoice too that they're there because they have the spiritual gift of administration that helps us remain on task, to dot the T's, to cross the T's, to dot the I's, and to help us in what we need to achieve so we don't fall behind doing the things that God has called us to do. And actually, the gift of spiritual administration is to help steer people to the systems to fulfill God's great commission. You see, so often, and I think even on our staff here, so often we think of administration as, oh, that's not really that important. You know, all these other things are really important in these spiritual gifts. I want to say, I'm not actually that convinced. Because actually, people with the spiritual gift of administration help things run really well, and they liberate the church to do what the church needs to do. I have an administrator, as you know, and I think the person that administrates to me quite closely, I think has the gift of administration, spiritually. Because actually they do a lot for me, both spiritually and physically, that then empowers me and equips me to go and do the things that God has called me to be doing. This means that administration is merely not just filling papers or making phone calls. It is fundamentally about helping people find their proper place in the body of Christ, so that they can use their own spiritual gifts. You see, the gift of administration is to do that, is to fundamentally help people find their proper place in the body of Christ so they can use their own spiritual gifts. Here we see abundance of spiritual gifts. Now, they could be utter chaos. And they were utter chaos in the book of Acts in the early church. And you can imagine Moses sat down with all his folks. Right, this is what we're going to do, and everybody has an opinion. And actually, he looked for people who had the spiritual gift of administration, not people who wanted to be bossy and organize people. That's different. The spiritual gift of administration to bring about some order. So actually, the spiritual gift of administration that God places on some of us is such an important thing because actually it helps people find their proper place in the body of Christ so they can use their own spiritual gifts. You might have a whole group of spiritual people that are all prophets. Well, you need to get them to have a bit of administration because they're not thinking about that. And apostles, they're not thinking about that. And pastors never trained us at Spurgeon's to have the spiritual gift of administration. Did they train you? They didn't train me. No. But actually, it's a God-given gift that God gives to some more than others, I'm sure. But actually, this whole thing is about, we sometimes have lost this whole understanding of where it says in this passage that actually, I love it. It says that in verse 28, it says, and in the church, God appointed the apostles. Oh, great. The apostles, second prophets, third teachers and workers of miracles, and then all having gifts of healing and helping others through the gift. You can read those first few. You go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the gift of administration, you go, oh, I hope I don't get that one. Well, actually, the reality is that's your God-given gift. The church needs that. Because the church can't do what it needs to do without those people. And if you don't believe me, open your Bible, read in the Old Testament, read in the New Testament. Look at churches in this country that are just running like clockwork, it's because people are using their spiritual gifts of administration. The Bible is filled with stories of people who have spiritual gifts of administration. Two of the most prominent figures who were gifted in this way were Joseph and Nehemiah. And there's many, many more as well. Daniel as well, and Moses were gifted to organize people and systems to fulfill a vision for God's glory. See, when the gift is present, when administration is functioning in a local church, members know their place. Their systems function effectively. And effectivity happens. And new visitors feel a sense of welcome and order. But when the gift is not present, the spiritual gift of administration will often go unnoticed when it is functioning properly. But when it is not functioning, the organization is really painful to be part of. Because actually, the gift of administration often happens in different locations. But if it didn't happen, you would really know about it. A few years ago, I was with a guy called Nigel, who's a friend of mine, who was involved in the New Frontier Church. And he had the job of being he had very much clearly the gift of administration. And basically, he was the number two to Coates. And as this apostle led this new denomination, he was the number two. He wasn't a pastor, but he had the spiritual gift of administration. And he worked alongside that man to make their denomination what it is today all around the world. And he said, I'm not a pastor, but I believe God has given me the spiritual gift of administration to get people in the right place, to organize them to well, to motivate them, to encourage them, to get them to use the gifts that God's called them to use in the right place. And we see that God is about building his church. Without the gift of spiritual administration functioning in a local church, the congregation will struggle with organizational projects, and many members will never find their place in the body of Christ. We are in the process of trying to look at our organizational structure at the moment. I'm very blessed and very thankful to God and very gifted that I have people on my diaconate at the moment that have this spiritual gift, and I pray that they'll stay longer term, because actually they help me and they help Daniel and they help other of us in our understanding of what we need to do to fulfill the function of the local church. Because the local church will struggle with organizational projects, and many members will never find their place in the body of Christ if these people aren't active. Now you might say, well, we haven't got a massive administrational structure. Okay, well, if I stop it tomorrow morning at 7:30 when I come into the office and I put it on pause for a day, then you call me up tomorrow night and tell me if we have one or not. Because the reality is that we do. And I'm grateful to God because of that. Because that releases us to do the other things that we need to do. So when you look through that whole list about the spiritual gift of administration, and I think in many churches down the centuries, it's been like, oh, no, that's not a really important one. I want to challenge that this morning and say that actually it is a really important. It is as important as the others. You may not be up front and you may not be in the firing line or in front of people that much. Now, that's not a bad thing, by the way, just put it out there. But actually, you might be behind the scenes doing lots of things, but God will really use that. I've already said it, but we see that in the book of Acts in chapter 6, there was so much frustration starting to happen because the church was growing. And so the apostles met and they empowered people to get alongside them, deacons, to do the administration needs of the church, to make the church work better. In the life of Jesus, Jesus is a perfect picture of a gift of administration. He appointed 12 to be his disciples and later sent out 72 others in groups of twos to go ahead of him to prepare the way for him. So we clearly see here that the gift of administration in the local church is really, really important. And it's not simply just doing some files. And I want to say to some of you this morning, you may not have one of these other gifts, but God may be saying to you this morning, you have this gift. God may be saying to you this morning that you have this gift within you. Do you excel at bringing order out of chaos? Does helping people find their place in the body of Christ energize you? Do you find yourself wanting to help enhance systems and processes to the future to further God's work? If yes, yes, yes is some of those, I want to encourage you that God may be giving you the spiritual gift of administration. But you notice what it says there. Do you excel at bringing order out of chaos? But does helping people find their place in the body of Christ energize you? See, when we think about this gift, it's not about self. It's all about for the body. And actually, all the other gifts that we're going to look at, and we have looked at, they're not about us. They're about furthering the body and growing the body so the body can be fruitful in the future. And that's the reason we're doing this series as well, because we believe that there's so many gifts in this church that God has not untapped. And he needs to untap them, because I believe, and my leaders believe, that we believe God is doing a thing, is doing a new thing among us. Now, we know that as well because of what we go through often. And we've seen it in Scripture that God sometimes takes us through things that we don't want to go through because he's preparing us for things that he's going to do. But does helping people find their place in the body of Christ energize you? Not finding your place or having your power and authority over a situation, but actually energize, helping other people to find their place. Do you find yourself wanting to help people to enhance systems and processes to the future of the work of God? If I look at this one, I think, for me, do I want to... Yeah, there's part of my job that does that, last one. Enhance systems and processes to further the work of God, in part. But actually, I know in my ministry that it's really important for me to get those people around me who have got the spiritual gift for that, because the church will benefit from it even more. So, how do you use the gift of spiritual gift of administration? Use it by bringing order and purpose in God's church so it can be effective. Could you imagine in a football team if the defenders and the midfielders and midfield people all stood in a team of... How many play football? 11, is that right? Is that 11? Just checking with the football specialist up in the balcony. You know, if they didn't have order, they might be the best defender, like Crystal Palace were yesterday, the best defenders or the best strikers. But unless somebody brings organisational structure and order to them, they won't be able to do anything. Doesn't matter how good they are. And actually, doesn't matter if we've all got the gifts of all these other gifts that we see in 1 Corinthians. Unless people have the gift of administration to help us pull all those together for the good of the church and the good of the body, then we're all walking around in circles and circles and circles. But one of the most humble people I've ever met in my life was a person who had the spiritual gift of administration. They got people to where God wanted them to be. And the way that they did it was just phenomenal. The way that they did it was just phenomenal. Grace, love, patience. Going the extra mile. Talking to them for a little bit longer. But actually, what they did is they stayed on task. And when people tried to pull them off task, they didn't. They stayed on task. And I was so grateful, because actually we achieved what we did because of people like that. About 10 years ago, I spent a number of weeks doing the Just 10 tour with J. John. And so we would do it one night in the cathedral, and we'd finish, and we'd be exhausted from talking, and we'd get into this minivan, Mercedes minivan, and we'd all just sleep, and it would drive us to somewhere, and we'd all fall asleep, and then we'd get up from breakfast the next day, and we'll talk about the night before, and then we would just look around the new town that we'd been driven to overnight, that we didn't know where we were because we were half asleep. And then we would go back into that new cathedral and that new place, and we'd have the same clothes, because it's all about image. We'd have the same clothes that we wore the night before. They'd been washed, of course. And they were ready for us to put us on, because it's all being filmed as well for DVDs. And we'd turn up and we'd come in about 5 minutes beforehand, and we'd sit on the side of the platform, and we'd get up and we'd deliver again. And then after we'd delivered that, we would go off the stage again and sit down again and do that whole journey again. J. John, myself, and Steve Chalk, and some of the people from Oasis. You know, and so he said to me, this whole thing just could not happen without J. John and Steve Chalk. I was just the young boy following them. And I said, no, actually, it couldn't have happened if there wasn't many people with the gift of administration making it happen. because without them, we couldn't stand on any stage, because we wouldn't have been where we needed to be. And we'd have nothing in front of us. And we'd have no lights on us for people to see us. We can go on and on and on. So I want to just close by saying to us this morning this, that actually, if you believe that God may be giving you this gift, we need it in the local church. We need it in this church. As we think about forward planning, as we think about going to do other things, we need people with these gifts. Not to be difficult, because sometimes people call them difficult people. They're not difficult people. They're God-given people who keep us on task with the gift of administration. We need that. I need that. We as a church need that. Because then together we're going to achieve what God wants us to achieve. So I want to just say to us this morning, and excuse me, I haven't done the best job. I have missed out a lot. Because I can just see things out of the corner of my eye. So basically, I want to just encourage us this morning to think about that. But I don't want this moment to go without actually honouring two people in our church specifically. Now, they're not going to like this, and one of them's not even in here anyway because she's out in the foyer. But actually, yes, the spiritual gift of administration needs to be evident in our church, but we also need to, on a day like today, thank God and honour those people who actually make a lot of the administration of our church work. I think you'll agree with me. And I think we need to today say thank you to Ellie and honour Ellie in that. And because actually, she clearly is able to do that, and you would not know the half of it. But actually, I want to say today that we want to honour her, and we want to honour Sally, and we want to honour John, who does our reception. Because they have the gift of administration, and actually, if they didn't do what they did, let me tell you, we'd be in a real holy mess. But I want to also say today, I want to honour those people on my leadership team. You know who you are because you're sat here thinking, oh, that's me. And if you're not, then I'll tell you on Tuesday who you are. But I think you all know, there's two people on my leadership team who specifically, I think, have this gift. And I want to honour you as well. Because actually, this thing called Radio Baptist Church cannot happen without you. And we're grateful to God for you and for what you do. Ellie, Sally, let's give them a round of applause. And now, I'm grateful for lots of people, okay? So hear that, okay? Hear that. But I felt it was right to honour those people. And I'm grateful for all the other gifts that we have in our church as well. And we'll honour people in that as well. But let us, if we have that gift, can I ask you to do two things? One is, can I ask you to pray if you have it? And if you have a sense that you have it, can you come and speak to one of the leaders? If you're a leader in the church today and the deacons and elders, put your hands up just so people know. Come and speak to one of us. We'd love to have a conversation with you. We'd love to talk to you about that. Because if God has given you that gift, we need those gifts to be apparent in our church. It's no good having a gift of prophecies and all those things without somebody who can organize us. So what we're going to do now, church, we're going to sing a song to finish. The band can come up. I want to encourage you to be here tonight. We're going to look at Advent and really exciting message tonight. So I just got to my message for tonight just yesterday, but I'm really excited by what God's laid on my heart. So do come along. We're going to sing a song now, and we're going to sing a song. And then when we finish this morning, we're going to go out the church this way today because we can't go through the foyer at the moment. Is that okay? So shall we stand and sing together if we're able to? And forgive me if I lost my way a bit, but I tried.